It's that time, isn't it? Crunch Time Toolshed, acronyms galore. You all know the drill. We roll out the nominees, people from the world of sports who insert themselves in the world of sports, maybe for wrong reasons. But as always, before we run the candidates, we welcome in the landlord, our proprietor of the tool shed, to open it up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, let's start with Phil Mickelson. I know some are defending him, and I even brought up the snootiness and self-importance of golf and its fans. I acknowledge that, but there are also standards, and there's nothing wrong with legitimate expectations, especially from the most veteran player out there. Think about it. He's 47, still a regular on the PGA Tour, and aside from Woods, the most recognizable active golfer on the planet. His move to run, by the way, who knew, to chase down a putt that was running past the 13th cup in Saturday's round should have led to an instant disqualification. Make no mistake about it, and I'm not big on conspiracies. They're lazy and used just to make those who didn't get their way justify their failure. But I bet big bucks this was at least partly due to the TV folks at Fox not having to show a onesum on the rest of the round and Sunday. Just brutal. To a Boston Celtic draft pick, Robert Williams. The 27th overall pick out of Texas A&M was a borderline first-round projection. There were concerns about not only a recent knee injury, but his attitude and commitment to the game. So how do you put that to rest? Well, don't use his method. They had an introductory conference call scheduled for this morning that was to run 10 minutes with reporters. How do you think Williams handled things? He didn't. He claimed he overslept. After a busy Thursday, upon hearing he'd been drafted by Boston, he said he ran to his aunt's house in Louisiana, where he's from, and got a good night's sleep. Red flag Jones, the conference call was slated for 11 a.m. Eastern, so it was 10 in the morning where he was. There's this new thing out, it's called an alarm. It's on your phone. Call the dude Elaine dated on Seinfeld, who had the wake-up service. That's a bad look, dude. That's a bad look. Next up, Philadelphia 76er general manager and coach Brett Brown. Look, I get the NBA is a big business, huge, a really big business that generated nearly $6 billion in revenue in that last season, which, by the way, up 13% from the year before. But regardless, it's some cold-ass stuff. With the 10th pick, they took Mikal Bridges, played collegiately at Villanova, born in a place called Malvern, Pennsylvania, about 20, 25 miles from Philly in Chester County, grew up a huge Sixers fan. His mom is a VP of Human Resources for Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment. You know who owns the 76ers? Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment. And like Bridges said upon being selected, I'm a mama's boy, and like at Villanova, I'm going to be right around the corner again. Then after a few minutes, he wasn't. They pulled out the rug and traded him to Phoenix. If you're counting, the distance from Philadelphia to Philadelphia is 0 miles. The distance from Philadelphia to Phoenix, 2,400 miles. I get it, but that's chilly. And finally, the Mexico Football Federation. Not much bothers me more than absolute lies passed off as rationalization or the I didn't mean to offend anyone. And this is kind of an ongoing problem with fans of the Mexican team, and FIFA fined them 10 grand. Of course, that's a drop in the bucket. But at issue is a vile word they insist isn't really homophobic, but is completely homophobic. It's like when white people say the name of the Washington team in D.C. isn't offensive. Yeah, not really your call, folks. And this word that we shan't be saying on the show, and while its actual translation is a male prostitute, which, by the way, is just charming in itself. So when the fine was handed down, they did the half-assed mea culpa with, even though we know it's not offensive or anti-gay and it's teasing, but we're sorry. Folks, that's not how it works. It's an insult, And if it wasn't, don't apologize, and it would be okay to use the chant, it's not.
Cut the crap!
Yeah! Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Mexico Football Federation as the newest inductee into the Crunch Time tool shed. It shouldn't be that hard to get the word out, no. And now they're actually going to get to the point where the next step with FIFA is facial recognition, and you start banning people from games and home, especially, obviously, they're in Russia, nothing going to do about it, but you know, local games down in the what's Mexico? The country of Mexico. I was going to call it a state. I'm a state of confusion. So with that thought, let us bring in you know who one more time and shut the Crunch Time tool shit.
My only focus is to play baseball. To play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Creak, 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 creak. Slam.